Hey everybody, this is Steve Webb, your host. This is a special announcement that I would like all my listeners to hear on all of the shows. I'm putting this announcement out on every feed, including the All Shows feed. So if you get this multiple times, I apologize, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody got a chance to hear this. For reasons that will be explained on the next LifeSpring show, I would like you to be sure that you have subscribed to the show through the LifeSpring Media website and not the Podshow or Mevio website. Some changes may be afoot, and I just want to be sure that you don't miss any of the shows. So if you're not 100% absolutely positive that you are subscribed through the LifeSpring Media website or one of the LifeSpring websites, would you please do that? If you subscribed through iTunes, I think you'll be okay. But if all of a sudden you stop getting updates on the shows, you'll know why, and you'll need to go to LifeSpring Media and resubscribe. I know that, you know, I hate to have to do this kind of announcement, but I really could see no other way. For further explanation, just stay tuned to the LifeSpring feed, and you'll get all the most current skinny as soon as I have news. So, thank you so much. I've got several shows in the works right now that I'm editing and working on, and there will be more LifeSpring shows coming down the pipe very soon. Or maybe I should say the inker tubes. But until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
LifeSpring Hymn Stories, number 51. He Hideth My Soul, written in 1890. Bouncing back, that's a quality to be cultivated because life is full of struggles. How do we become resilient, unsinkable, joyful amid the blows and burdens of life? This hymn tells us. It says, "A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day." This hymn by Fanny Crosby explains the author's life, for Fanny faced three incredible hardships during her 95 years. The first was her blindness, caused by a careless doctor when she was only 6 weeks of age. The second was a less than ideal marriage. Fanny was teaching at the New York Institution for the Blind when a young musician named Alexander Van Alstyne joined the faculty. Fanny later recalled, "After hearing several of my poems, he became deeply interested in my work, and I, after listening to his sweet strains of music, became interested in him. Thus we soon grew to be very much concerned for each other. Love met love, and all the world was changed. We were no longer blind, for the light of love showed us where the lilies bloomed." The two were married on March 5, 1858. No one knows what happened, but years later, the two drifted apart and in the end occupied separate addresses. Fanny's deepest blow was the loss of her child. To this day, no one knows if it was a boy or a girl. Fanny seldom spoke of the infant. The child's death seems to have devastated her, and she privately bore the sadness all her life. Yet, all who knew Fanny Crosby spoke of her energy, her zest for life, her joy. One biographer said, "Even in extreme old age, she would tire out people 20 or 30 years her junior." She said, "How long am I going to travel and lecture? Always. There is nothing that could induce me to abandon my work. It means nothing to be 84 years of age because I am still young. What is the use of growing old? People grow old because they are not cheerful, and cheerfulness is one of the greatest accomplishments in the world." Fanny Crosby lived out her song every day of her life. "He hideth my soul in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand."
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. Hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. A wonderful wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. My life with the depths of his love, and he covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, filled with his fullness divine. I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a redeemer as mine. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life with the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life with the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
My very special thanks go to Mr. Scott Wesley Brown for giving permission to use this song from his CD, Hymns, The Old Made New. Also, you may be interested in an interview that I recently did with Scott. It's LifeSpring episode number 177, so check that out at lifespringmedia.com. And as always, my thanks go to Pastor Robert J. Morgan for the use of his books, Then Sings My Soul, Volumes 1 and 2, as the basis of LifeSpring Hymn Stories. You can find links to both of these at the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Thank you so much for being with me today. Until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
If you enjoyed the show, please consider supporting LifeSpring Media. Details are at lifespringmedia.com.